own life. Self-deception is a powerful component of our fallen flesh. Take a look at yourself. If you are skilled at deceiving yourself about your true condition, if you're skilled at deceiving others, you know it. And if you're good at it now, you're going to be better at it the more you do it. And you may be on the road to hell. Because that's not an indicator of a real regenerate heart. Goes without saying that a final lesson is the horrible disaster of having your sin revealed. That is an horrific experience. Why? You lose your church. You lose the trust of your family, your friends. Worse than that, you bring reproach on God that will never go away. Oh, can you be restored spiritually? Sure. But there will be a black mark on the rest of your life. And that's the way it will be. This is a time, young people, in your lives to make sure you set the course so that you don't ever end up in this kind of tragedy. Do we care for this man? Of course. Do we pray for him? Yes, for his spiritual life and his family and restoration. Do we pray for the people in his church who desperately need true, godly, spiritual leadership? Do we pray for the church at large not to become complacent about this because it happens so often? Yes. And I pray that you as young people will begin, as I said, to live your life on a course at this point in your life that is going to ensure against that in the future so that you can finish your life strong, never having brought reproach on the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the issues of life that we can look at, scrutinize, and learn from. This is not pleasant. This is not a happy occasion. It is a grief. The reproaches that fall on you fall on us. When your name is dishonored, we feel the pain. When Jesus went into the temple, when he first came to Jerusalem, he made a whip and cleansed it, and he quoted